DW.
A video to promote palm oil has been produced with support by the Malaysian government. "I love my palm oil," the protagonists exclaim. Since the European Union decided to stop importing biofuels by 2030, palm oil has become something of a patriotic issue in Malaysia. Together with Indonesia, the country produces 85% of world exports.
I know Europe thinks poorly of palm oil, but there are so many benefits they don't know about. The oil is healthy, the tree is robust, and the work we do here is more environmentally friendly than many people think.
Sariman Hariri is a small farmer, and his 5-hectare palm oil plantation is his pride and joy. But while more than 7 million acres of Borneo rainforest have fallen victim to the palm oil business over the past decade, the situation on Hariri's plantation is different, he says.
"We have nothing to do with deforestation. We small farmers inherited the land from our ancestors. When I took over 12 years ago, there were coconut palms here, not a rainforest."
Palm fruit is considered the superfruit of Malaysia. It grows quickly and is often compared to gold because it has been accelerating the quick pace of Malaysia's economic growth in recent years. A wedding party is being prepared in Sariman's village. Palm oil can be found everywhere, in the cake, in the chicken marinade. Even the meat is simmered with chili, garlic and, of course, palm oil. Sariman's wife, Rukia Hariri, is worried about the future of Malaysia's palm oil trade.
"If the EU stops buying our palm oil, that will be bad for us. From our children's school fees to everyday necessities, we can only pay for these things because we have palm oil."
In Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, people say that the war fought by palm oil lobbyists seems to have been lost, explains Datuk Kalyana Sundaram from the Malaysian Palm Oil Council.
"The anti-palm oil lobbies are very, very strong and very focused. One of the problems we face with the anti-palm oil lobby is that these lobbies do not make an attempt to differentiate palm oil coming from different producer nations. And we have always stated that Malaysia does it differently."
More than half of the palm oil produced in Malaysia is processed by large companies. Regulations have been in place for years, from minimum wage to health and safety protocols and upholding environmental standards. On their part, the EU has recognised these efforts. On the outskirts of Kuala Lumpur, Lim Tek Win finds it hard to bear what's happening to the forest. Houses are now being built where virgin forest stood just a few years ago. His environmental organisation, Rescue, is fighting to save Malaysia's remaining rainforest. Nevertheless, Lim Tek is still troubled by the EU's blanket position on palm oil. He says there are other, much larger and more damaging palm oil markets in China and India that are more worthy of the EU's concern.
"Unfortunately, palm oil is a fact of life and forests are continuing to be developed. Now, the question is whether or not the EU, countries in the EU, will work with groups in Malaysia who are, like myself, who are fighting to save the forests, or whether the EU will just say sorry and disengage and say no."
DW.